A month later, she went to the Boundary Waters of northern Minnesota and then returned back to Decorah December 29th. And then she was here until the following late May and then set off and made an unbelievable trip up to Polar Bear Provincial Park last summer and spent 3 months there and then returned back to Decorah in October. And then once again this year, she left early summer and headed back to Polar Bear Provincial Park, and now she's just returned. So it's pretty unusual. Nobody would have could have guessed that an Iowa-fledged eagle would go into the land of the polar bear. And all the raptor experts I know, nobody would have thought that that would take place. What's amazing is the fact that she will travel that fast distance, spend her summers up in the Polar Bear Provincial Park, and then come right back to Decorah at this time of the year.
It's where she's going and how far she's going.
Right.
Wow.
Plus the fact that she's got a huge following. There's lots of the world that saw her hatch from an egg. She was quite vocal. She was always food begging a lot and making lots of noise. And there's just maybe hundreds of thousands of people that fell kind of in love with her and her nest mates. There was a Facebook report made on my tracking last evening, and I think it's closing in on 800 or 900 comments already. I mean, it's just, she's got such a huge following. It's amazing. It really is.
Have you had sightings of her at the Polar Bear Provincial Park?
No, there are no roads there, and special permits are required, and it is a provincial park. I mean, I'd really love to go track her down there. I really would, but it would be quite an undertaking.
Has she had young herself?
No, she's too young to breed. She's only 2.5 years old. So the soonest that we expect her to approach breeding age would be about another 18 months, another year and a half.
Okay, she doesn't have the full adult plumage as yet, but some white starting to come in.
She's making the transition from what we call a brown bird to her tail is starting to get white and her head is starting to turn white. But she's not quite an adult yet.
The eagle cam will be up and running again?
It will.
And that's the original two adults?
It is, yeah. The Decorah eagles are being followed by thousands and thousands of schools, untold thousands of individuals. I move by is the fact that so many nursing homes and assisted living centers, people have adopted the birds, and they use it as an excuse to get up in the morning and rush to the community room so they could check on their eagles. So how can we not continue the Decorah Eagle Cam, and we impact so many people's lives? It's just in such a positive way.